Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Kristen Helms. Kristen had a successful career as a marketing manager of a Fortune 500 company. She worked for one of Hyatt Hotel's largest properties in the world in San Diego. And after getting pregnant, she went on maternity leave and never returned to the office. And now she has some practical advice for other stay-at-home moms in her new book, From Boardroom to Baby. Thank you for joining me today, Kristen. Really appreciate the time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now, before you decided to be a stay-at-home mom, you had a pretty nice job. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I did marketing for Hyatt Hotels and Resorts, so it was a very kind of fast-paced marketing career. And then I shifted and decided to stay home with my firstborn.
What was that moment like when you first decided to leave your job and become a stay-at-home mom?
Yeah, it was a difficult decision because I had worked so hard to build this really sturdy career. And then, you have your first baby and you kind of go through these mixed emotions because obviously you want to spend as much time with them as possible. But then you have this whole other life that you kind of have to leave behind if you do decide to stay home. So it was a very difficult decision, but, we weighed a couple different things. First, we were able to for me to stay home financially. And I know, a lot of people can't do that. So we were very fortunate to be able to live off of one income. Secondly, my husband and I were both sort of raised by stay-at-home moms. So we, we're kind of used to that lifestyle. We found value in that lifestyle. And thirdly, I guess I was willing to put my career on hold. And so kind of made that jump based on all of those factors.
After you left, did you ever have separation anxiety from leaving your job?
Absolutely. It was a difficult transition, which is one of the reasons I wrote this book, is because that transition is very trying for women because you've built this career that you have to leave behind. And so kind of pivoting from a high-paced career to life on the home front with a newborn baby, which is very much more slow-paced, it was definitely a transition. And it's the book kind of just helps women through that transition. And I think one of the big things is I put a lot of my self-identity in my past career. And so when I was home without a career, I was kind of searching for a new self-identity. And I think that's one of the many issues that women struggle with during that transition.
Now, what have you learned from being a stay-at-home mom? And what have you learned about yourself after doing that?
Well, I learned that being a stay-at-home mom is really a full-time job.
Yes, I imagine so.
You kind of, you don't really realize that when you make that decision. You think, oh, it's going to be, rainbows and butterflies, and I'm going to have all this time to myself. And, you get into it, and you're like, wow, this is a 24/7 job that you never clock out of. So it really is around the clock. And for me, I just kind of learned, from the home front, I kind of learned how to, I guess, rely on myself more than external. So, in your past career, you kind of rely on external reinforcements to kind of measure value, raises and praise from a career. And when you're at home and you're not getting those same senses of reinforcement, like your baby's not going to turn to you and say, thanks for taking care of me all day.
Right.
You kind of have to reach from within and kind of give yourself that same credit.
Now, what are a few of the do's and don'ts for moms that decide they want to stay home with their kids?
The do's and don'ts. So I would say get out of the house as much as possible, especially in the first few months, with a new baby. It seems daunting to kind of go out into the world and explore and do different things, but it's so good for yourself and for the baby just to get out. And, even if, the baby doesn't appreciate things, I would take my daughter to museums and, just walk around with the stroller, or, we'd meet up with different mom friends at the park. So another do I would say is find a mom tribe. Women who perhaps are also staying home and can meet you throughout the week. It'll be nice to kind of have adult conversations to break up your alone time when you're with a baby. And don't close yourself off completely from your past work life. I think it's important to still maintain relationships with past colleagues, and kind of also explore things that you can do from home. So whether that's, you know, kind of using your business skill to launch a business from home, or, you know, kind of search for a new hobby from home, I think those are all great things to incorporate into your new life.
Now, what do you say about getting a babysitter and taking the day off?
I think that's so important. And, you know, I think as stay-at-home moms, you feel guilty to do something like that because you think, oh, well, I'm not working. Like, why would I, you know, I'm here to be with my baby. Why would I take a day off? But it's so important to kind of fill your own cup back up so you can turn around and have the energy to provide for your family again. So I'm all about, you know, hiring a babysitter every now and then if you're feeling depleted, if you're feeling tired. I mean, it is a 24/7 job, so allow yourself the breaks to kind of recharge your battery, because, and then you can turn around and provide the best for your family.
How important is structure and purpose for a stay-at-home mom?
Structure and purpose. Yeah, so, you know, for me, and especially coming from a very fast-paced career, you know, I really thrive on structure and having, like, well-defined tasks and goals. So I knew going into this role that I would have to kind of set up something similar to, you know, have some sort of structure from home. You know, otherwise I would kind of feel super lost in the role and kind of feeling out of control. And as you know, anyone with a baby knows, you're in very little control in the beginning because they, you know, they're waking up all the time throughout the night and they're kind of finicky about eating or sleeping. So I would just, you know, set small goals for myself to, you know, get out of the house 3 times a week or exercise, you know, fit in exercise 2 days a week. You know, just kind of each Sunday, I think it's important to, like, sit down and make a schedule for your week that just kind of gives structure to your time at home.
So you're saying that writing down goals for each week is a good idea?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, now you're part of this Tribe magazine. Tell us a little bit about Tribe magazine.
Yes, so Tribe magazine, so I started when I stayed home, I found out pretty quickly about myself that I needed an outlet from home. So something kind of outside of motherhood where I could flex my creative side and my business skills. So I started writing during my daughter's nap times. I started writing about motherhood. I started writing about kind of like the ups and downs of what I was feeling and, you know, different tips and tricks that I was learning as a new mom. And it was a small mommy blog that I started. And then I kind of started getting a good following there, and I thought, let's launch this into an online magazine for moms. So Tribe Magazine is an online magazine for moms, and I opened it up to other contributors. So it's not only my own articles, but articles from other moms who are experiencing all different kinds of things. You know, we have articles talking about just a huge spectrum of different topics in motherhood. So it's been really a great, fun journey. We have writers from all over the world, readers from all over the world, and it's just a great place to connect with other moms.
Do you feel that that's helped you and other moms as well?
Absolutely. I mean, and as I said, it felt like an outlet for me, something that I could do from home and something that was flexible enough where, you know, I didn't have to go into an office and do it. I could, you know, work on Tribe during my daughter's nap times or, you know, after she went to bed at night. So it was very flexible, and that really helped me throughout my stay-at-home motherhood journey. And then other moms, you know, I've gotten several emails from other moms saying, you know, oh, thank you for this article or thank you for talking about this topic. So I think it was a great place for moms to connect and feel heard and understood and all these feelings that we're experiencing through motherhood.
Okay, now tell us about your book, From Boardroom to Baby. What's it all about?
So From Boardroom to Baby, so as I mentioned, you know, that transition from, you know, full-time career life to full-time mom life was surprisingly difficult for me. So I thought, you know, I'd really love to write a book to help other moms navigate that transition. So the book it has some snippets of my own story in there, and then it also has feedback from a mental health counselor. So, you know, we talk about some of the obstacles that you might be experiencing when you make that transition, and the mental health counselor helps you kind of find your way through the transition. There's also exercises that moms can do throughout the book that help you kind of define the path you want to take from home. You know, is it starting a business? Is it, you know, resurrecting old hobbies? Kind of just finding what each mom needs in order to fill their cup back up and then turn around and provide the best for their families. And then also it ends with affirmations in each chapter, and that's just, you know, reminding moms of their worth and the importance of their role as a stay-at-home mom and just kind of empowering them in this role.
So I imagine that is a great way to make you feel connected with other stay-at-home moms.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, when you are a stay-at-home mom, you know, you feel kind of alone and feeling some of these different feelings that you might be having, if they're obstacles or whether they're triumphs. You're kind of alone in that journey. So I think this book kind of gives you a roadmap and says, you know, these feelings are normal and everyone's going through them. And, you know, it's just it's a magical journey through motherhood.
Okay, Kristen, where can we find your book?
From Boredom to Baby is at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Target, and Walmart.
And what about Tribe Magazine?
Tribe Magazine is thetribemagazine.com.
Okay, Kristen Helms, author of the new book, From Boardroom to Baby, Practical Advice for Stay-at-Home Moms. Thanks for spending some time with me today, Kristen. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.